time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
So I'm driving in my car the other day, and I'm thinking about my responsibility to bring forth another gem of a community comment. I can still see myself driving north up Highway 101, and I've just seen one of my insured customers. When I was done, I stopped to pick up a deli sandwich to eat whilst driving back to the office. I had basically worked through the germane lunch hour and going over some really exciting insurance material and wanted really just to get back to the office and tidy up. Some would call this a working lunch. Then all of a sudden it hit me. For the last several months and more, my customers have been sharing their common problems running a business with me. The number one issue, my guess is you already know, keeping and or finding good employees. Several of them are totally convinced as I am that the current way of handling the unemployment situation due to the pandemic or non-pandemic period just isn't working. I've heard one of the employers tell me that he was told by an exiting employee that he can make more money on unemployment than working for him. So after our insurance discussion that day and his issues, one of his faithful employees started yelling at him. I heard him through the door, so I opened it up, and up pops the owner of the restaurant and excused himself by saying he had to hurry because he had to wash dishes because the dishwasher wasn't coming in. And just this morning, I heard the really good news that we can all celebrate in. Bottom line, to a small portion of the failure of government trying to help people. They've opened the door for people who found the way to actually fraud the system now. I'm sure you've heard the number, but for the sake of repeating it, putting it out there, it's in the amount of $10 billion. That's billion with a B. How does that happen, and how does it happen that there are help wanted signs and windows all over town? Here's an item that might get the governor raked over the coals in a recall. I believe I've mentioned that I have a customer who hails from places such as India, China, Ethiopia, South Africa, and much, much more. A little insight into how I watched one of these groups of people go from having an apartment to a bigger house and actually purchasing houses to rent. They had nothing when they got here but the sale of a small piece of property in the Bay Area. So they bought a business, then another, and yet another business. They work, the whole family works side by side. It's become a community, in fact, with other relatives living with the founders. They, in turn, are working for minimum wage and paying taxes. Now, what is different from these folks and all the others that you might ask? Well, for one, they really don't go out dining. They don't buy big fancy ribeyes, and they don't go skiing up to the lake. They are not in debt, and they pray. Now try and sell that to the folks who are living off the dole. Good luck, especially with the prayer part. Again, I scratch my head and look forward to the day that we can all call this a dream. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.